Welcome to Gardens for Everybody. Today we're going to talk about garlic, and as you know, our podcast is aimed at beginner gardeners who want to start and produce easily.
So welcome everyone, welcome Mary Ann. We were going to talk about garlic from planting to harvest today, and I know you've grown garlic more often than I have, so I wanted to ask you some questions about how to get going on planting my own garlic. So first of all, I guess, what am I going to plant? Where do I get the little garlic cloves to plant with? Or is it garlic cloves that I'm looking for to plant with?
Yes, you're going to buy garlic bulbs from a reputable producer, such as one of the seed companies. And those you're going to keep whole and in a dry place until you do put them in the ground. And when you go to put them in the ground, that's when you break open the bulb into different cloves.
Right. So I wouldn't get garlic bulb from the store and use that.
No, the reason you don't use grocery store garlic is because it could have a disease. It would be a disease of garlic. It won't affect your health if you use it, but it will be a disease that once planted would infect your soil. But when you buy it from a reputable grower, they ensure that the garlic is disease-free.
Any of those seed companies that I normally get something from, they'd have garlic as well?
They do.
Right, okay. And so then I order that. So when do I need my garlic bulbs?
Well, in the Barrhaven food cupboard, we order the garlic in August. When we receive it, we store it until we plant it. We actually don't plant it until October, so the gardens have been harvested, and we have chosen a new place for garlic, because every year we must rotate it from where it was the year before. You never plant it back where it was.
And that's because in case it's got a disease in the site that it's at, you'd be putting a new bulb into the area with a disease and putting at risk of getting that same disease.
Absolutely true.
Right. So we're going to rotate them around to prevent a pest getting to our newly planted garlic. Okay. And then we're keeping it dry. Anything else?
So you've kept your garlic bulbs dry after you received them from the grower and cool. So you might store them in the fridge crisper in a paper bag. Then you break them open at the field, take the cloves apart. Try very hard not to damage the cloves. It's really important not to damage them. Leave the little dry skin on each clove and then go out into the garden and we dig them into the soil about twice the height of the clove.
Right. So your clove is like a centimeter or so. So you dig a hole that's going to be, if it was 1 centimeter, it's going to be 2 centimeter hole basically.
Okay, no. If the clove is 1 centimeter tall, then I want 2 centimeters of soil on top of it.
Right. So a 3 centimeter hole.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. I'm glad I asked that question. I felt a little stupid, actually, but now I feel like no question is a stupid question.
Absolutely.
So 1 centimeter becomes 2 centimeters of soil on top. So you've got 3 centimeter depth in total. Got it.
And so, pointy end up.
Right. So that's really important, too. So the little bit that's come from the flat end of the bulb, where the roots would have been on the bulb, that's the end of the clove that's going into the soil.
Yes, that's called the bulb base, and the bulb base has tissue that will grow new roots.
Right, that makes rooty end down.
Yes.
Pointy end up, rooty end down.
Yes.
Okay. And anything we need to do to prepare the site before we're going to plant or put the bulb in?
Well, because we do permaculture at the garden, the answer is no.
Great.
We just choose a site that hasn't had garlic for the last few years. So generally, people put their hand down on the soil. They put a clove on the outside of their finger and then to the other side. So
basically, the 4 fingers together. So we're not counting our thumbs.
Yeah.
Okay. We're counting our 4 fingers together is about the space between each clove that we're going to plant.
Yes, because the clove is small, but during the summer next year, it'll grow into a bulb. The bulb is big. So the bulbs need to have enough space so that as they're growing, they do not touch each other.
Because they'll kind of rot a little bit if they touch. Or
you have greater disease transmission if they're touching each other.
Okay, so this is October. Now we've planted our garlic cloves that we've gently separated and still have their papery skin on them. Bulb, root end down, pointy end up. And if it's a 1 centimeter clove, we've got 2 centimeters of soil on top of them. anything else we have to do at that point?
Well, in our case, we need to protect them from the squirrels.
Yes. I thought they didn't like smelly things, and yet they seem to like moving garlic around.
Oh, the squirrels devour the garlic. Oh my God, they go for the biggest cloves and they eat them.
So maybe it's just our squirrels have got a very particular taste, you know, the garlic. But I don't know if all squirrels do that, but a good idea to protect the squirrels. So how do we do that?
Well, we lay down chicken wire fencing, or we lay down pallets, big wooden pallets, or boards. We lay down anything that's impenetrable to the squirrels, and then that goes through the winter that way. And then come spring, April, we have to remove all of the pallets and chicken wire. It's quite an ordeal.
And Marianne, I know that in an email that you sent out to the volunteer team, when you were away on holiday, it said, here's a task, free the garlic. And I was like, what even does that mean, Marianne? But now I understand it means removing all this stuff that you've put on top of it to free the garlic from its protection.
And you were particularly thrilled by having to remove all the leaves that we put on top of the chicken wire fence and then find the chicken wire fence and then lift the chicken wire fence. I remember you mentioning it was quite the challenge.
It actually was, because it was cold, and so it kind of got frozen into them a little bit too, and then the leaves were really wet and heavy on top. It was much heavier than I would have anticipated. Yes, I suspect in my own garden, when I'm planting garlic and doing things like that, I'm just going to put down probably a thinnish layer so that I don't have as much hassle. But maybe I shouldn't. What do you think?
I think in your garden, you could put down cardboard.
That's a good plan, yes. And that's probably easy for everyone to get because, you know, pallets are very heavy. You know, no one's going to get those. Chicken wire's a nuisance to handle. It's not very pleasant to handle. But yeah, cardboard's a great plan. You could just put cardboard down on top.
And in our case in the garden, we have to lift the leaves away from the garlic and then save it for a month till the soil warms up. And when the soil warms up, we can put the leaves back down around the garlic after it's emerged to act as a mulch.
Right. So that's a lot of backwards and forward things. So easier in a small scale as well.
Do you remember last year? Because we had 10 kilos of garlic to plant. How long it took us?
I think I just planted 10 cloves in my own garden, something like that, which was much easier and much more pleasant. Yeah. So the winter's been fine. So the spring, we've freed the garlic, as you call it. What are we doing then? Are we just leaving it? Do we have to do anything?
No, nope. We mulch it back up, put the mulch back on after the soil is warmed up in late May around the garlic stems and leaves. And then we do leave it. But every week when we go into the garden, we check the garlic to make sure it's still healthy. Because if we find one that's showing any disease or rot or insect damage, then we have to cull it. So we take that plant out of the production and remove it, send it to the municipal.
Right. So you're saying don't put that into our compost. You're saying send that into the yard waste.
Yes. Yes. If it's diseased or has insects, don't dare leave it on your property. It must go off to the city.
Right. Because otherwise we're going to keep it on our own property and it's going to come back to haunt us each year.
Yeah, you'll definitely reinfect the soil.
The garlic's going to have green shoots coming out of it. So we're just looking to see, are any of those shoots yellowed, brown, dying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And marked. The leek moth will layer eggs on the stem and leaves, and they will eat through the stem or leaves. They're aiming to get down to the bulb, where the larva will go in and eat the bulbs. But that opens them up to a lot of diseases. There's always some fusarium wilt or botrytis in the soil, and that would affect a damaged bulb.
Right. So an undamaged bulb is going to survive it. Okay. So we're just removing anything that looks damaged, digging out the whole thing, putting it in our yard waste bags. And then is that it until we harvest the garlic?
Well, yes and no, because we get to harvest it twice.
Right. So what's the first thing that we're going to harvest from our garlic plants?
We harvest the scapes. The scapes are a tall stalk that's the diameter of a pencil. It rises up at this time in mid-June, and it twirls once, twice, or three times at the far end. It is a luxury to eat. It tastes delicious. It's like a very, very mild garlic. when you go to harvest them, you take your hand and put it around the stalk of the scape. You have your fingers on one side and your thumb on the other side. Your thumb is halfway between your fingers, so between the second and third finger. You bend the scape backwards from the direction of the curls, and you go down the stalk. Where it snaps, that's where you let it snap and you harvest. What is left on the plant will be too tough to eat.
Right, okay, so that's really good to know how to harvest a scape. Yeah, you hear of scapes, and they're sometimes for sale in even the supermarket. But I wasn't really sure, how do I determine which bit do I harvest? So basically, I'm just applying pressure with my thumb. The fingers are applying pressure in the other direction, which is opposite to the direction that the curls are curling themselves in. And then if I just keep applying a gentle pressure with the thumb and the fingers, it's going to snap at the right point.
Yes, but I should mention that you start maybe 10 centimeters below the curls on the straight stalk part.
Right.
Close to where the leaves stop.
And so why do we harvest the scape? Apart from it being delicious to eat, is there any other good reasons to harvest the scape?
It's where the bulbil is forming. If the bulbil was allowed to continue forming, it would be full of baby bulbs, and the garlic would be putting too much energy into making these baby bulbs. Therefore, it would not put energy into making the garlic bulb that we want to harvest out of the soil.
Okay, right. So that's why we're removing the scape, so that the plant is focusing on making a nice big garlic bulb. And okay, so the scape actually would be producing a new little tiny baby bulb if we let it.
Many baby bulbs.
But we want to harvest the garlic bulb in this ground, which is the nice big bulb. And that's why we cut it off or break it off.
Absolutely. And of course, what I tell especially the high school volunteer students in our garden, vegetables never are allowed sex. And fruit always get to have sex.
Yes, Marianne. You have given this talk to many young people and some of the older people too. And why is that?
If a vegetable such as potatoes or carrots or garlic is allowed to reproduce sexually, then they will not put that energy into making potato tubers or carrot roots or garlic bulbs. Whereas if it is a case of eggplants and peppers, we want the flowers to be fertilized so that they will make really beautiful peppers and eggplants.
Okay, so it's all about us determining where we want the plant to put its energy for the part of the plant that we are going to enjoy and eat.
Absolutely. And fruit have seeds in them, like peppers, and vegetables don't.
Right, exactly. And so fruit, we're going to allow them to make that fruiting body that's the seeds and that sexual reproduction. And then the roots are the asexual reproduction. And we want the potatoes, the carrots and the garlic to focus on that type of reproduction because that's the part we're going to eat.
Yes.
Okay. That's a very good talk, Marianne. Keep it clean next time. So we've got our scapes, and I think that dietitian friend Danielle has mentioned about how to use garlic scapes in her podcast section that we will also be putting up at the same time as this podcast. What's next? How do we know when that garlic bulb is ready to be harvested?
We wait until July when the leaves are starting to go yellow. And as the leaves are going yellow, we go around and dig out some of the garlic that has already got quite a bit of yellow. We wait for a week that's been dry.
And why is that?
Because we don't want to damage the bulbs and cause an infection.
So if it's dry and not wet, we're less likely to have some rot of the bulb.
Yes, because the pathogens are in the soil solution.
Right.
So they're in the water that's in the soil.
Right. So a dry soil is not going to be as at risk of damaging every bulb when we dig.
Yeah, so we dig them up when the soil is dry, and then we rub the soil off of the bulbs, and we lay them out in the sunshine to dry some more. We top and tail the bulbs, so we cut off the stem, and we cut off the roots so that the plant can fully dry. If you left the roots on, then the roots will continue to absorb water from the atmosphere, and the water will then be absorbed into the garlic plant. So by cutting off the roots, you allow the bottom, the base, to become very, very dry, and the bulb can really, really dry out.
Right. And then we can store those bulbs at that point once they're dried out.
In a cool, dark place.
And could we ever use our own bulbs for planting in the future?
Yes. That's what we plan to do this year at the food cupboard garden. We plan to harvest and save the biggest bulbs, and we will keep them very dry, store them in the fridge in paper until we can plant them in the fall.
Okay, great. That sounds really fantastic. I love garlic. I love garlic scapes. I think they're delicious. And I mean, who doesn't like adding garlic to most food that we make? I planted my own garlic for the first time this year, so I'm excited to maybe get some scapes soon and then hopefully get some garlic bulbs myself to use in my own cooking. Thank you. That was really, really interesting.
Thank you.
And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please sign up to Gardens for Everybody, follow or subscribe. Thank you.